The Chick Days are finally here. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's a great project for the 4-H or FFA, and it's really like having a science classroom in your backyard.
Tractor Supply Vice President of Merchandise, Mark Johnson, talking about the much-anticipated Chick Days now being featured in their stores.
During Chick Days, it's really exciting around here because when the kids find out that mom and dad's going to Tractor Supply and the chickens and ducks are in the stores, they want to hop in the truck and go too, and it really turns into a family shopping event. So it's really pretty exciting. The kids love it, parents love it, and it really is a great kickoff to spring.
And going to the farm supply store this time of year has been a long-held tradition for many farm families going to pick up their chicks, but it's also becoming even more popular for those not from the farm. Claudia Bainey is the 4-H livestock specialist for the state.
You know, a lot of these kids have those backyard chicken coops that they can, you know, they can work with their parents to build, and then they can raise those chickens. And I think that it kind of encourages them to maybe look at that as, you know, as an endeavor to do further on. A lot of these kids started in chick chain, but they actually have their own, you know, they're producing their own chicks out there. Some of the kids start showing, they compete at some of the higher level shows.
And the 4-H Chick Chain Project has been around for many years, and it's one of the most popular 4-H projects going. An estimated 5,000 kids are participating all across the state, and Claudia Bainey says there's great value to this program.
Instead of they can finally put those cell phones down and get off of social media and play with their chicks, and, you know, they raise them from as soon as they hatch all the way up until they're ready to sell them. And I think it also teaches them about the livestock industry that, you know, we're raising animals for meat purposes. And, you know, they learn about budgeting, like how much the feed costs.
A lot of chicks soon to be running around those farms and in your backyard. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.